Al Jazeera Podcasts.
We begin in southern Lebanon, where Israel has launched a series of airstrikes. Local media reported loud explosions in several locations. The area has seen regular cross-border attacks between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters since the war in Gaza began in October. Now, the Israeli strikes followed the launching of more than 50 rockets from southern Lebanon towards Upper Galilee in northern Israel and the occupied Golan Heights. Now, some were intercepted by the Israeli Iron Dome air defence system, and no injuries were reported. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for those attacks. Now, the US President Joe Biden says that he expects Iran to attack Israel sooner rather than later and has issued a one-word warning: don't. It follows a strike on Tehran's consulate building in Damascus earlier this month that Iran says was carried out by Israel. Iran's leaders have threatened to retaliate, and the Israeli army says it's on high alert. Five people have been killed in overnight bombings in Gaza City. Rescuers are still looking for survivors after an Israeli attack on a residential building. At least 30 others have been injured, according to the Civil Defense Agency. Now, one Palestinian has been killed and 25 others injured in an attack by dozens of Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank. Now, the group swept into a village near Ramallah after a teenage settler went missing early on Friday. Dozens of homes and vehicles were set on fire. A former US diplomat who admitted to spying for Cuba has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Victor Manuel Rocha worked for the State Department for more than 20 years and also served as ambassador to Bolivia. He was arrested in December after undercover federal agents caught him boasting about his spying activities. A court has ruled that Ecuador's former vice president, Jorge Glass, must remain in jail despite judges confirming that his arrest last week was illegal. A three-judge tribunal ruled that Glass must complete his prison sentences for two previous corruption convictions. Glass's lawyer says that he'll be appealing the ruling. He was arrested a week ago during a raid by police on Mexico's embassy in Quito, where he'd sought asylum since December. A severe drought is forcing Colombia's capital, Bogotá, to ration water for the first time in 40 years. Neighbourhoods will be cut from the grid for 24 hours every 10 days. The mayor is encouraging couples to take showers together to save water. The reservoir that supplies most of the city's 9 million residents is at 16% of capacity, the lowest level on record.
On the Inside Story podcast, the UN's climate chief warns the world faces irreversible damage within 2 years unless radical action is taken. What does he think needs to happen to avert disaster? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.